This is episode 2379 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 4 of our series this week. This week, we're exploring the theme to focus your mind. So many of us these days need a little extra help as we begin to focus on what matters most despite all that's going on in the world around us. We're following along with the book by the author Daniel Levitin, his book, The Organized Mind. Daniel Levitin is a neuroscientist, and he shares great insight as to how our brains process, store, and organize information. So this week, you also have a challenge. Every week, you're issued a challenge to take you a little more deeply into the series. Your challenge for this week is to go on a good enough quest. This is a quest where you let go of spending time thinking about and even taking action on things that don't matter so much. So, for example, there are a lot of things in life that we make decisions about ongoing, and we want to make the best decisions. But sometimes we can consume so much energy and focus because it takes a lot of energy for your neurons to process information and to think. So when you spend a lot of time wondering what you should wear in the morning, maybe just wear what's good enough. If you set your clothes out the night before, you won't have to think about what to wear in the morning. You'll wake up fresh, and the way you start your day can help you win your day. You might think about different emotions you have throughout your day as well. So, for example, if you know someone who is sick and you're worried about them, allow yourself to feel compassion and to send healing thoughts to that person, or contact them or reach out to them to the best of your ability. And then allow yourself to continue through the rest of your day to still be productive and do the other things you need to do. It's not always easy to do this, though, especially when it involves a loved one. And so what the author Daniel Levitin suggests in The Organized Mind, he says, give yourself 2 minutes to process these difficult emotions and to write down, he recommends, your worries, your fears, all your cares, and to make plans to take action and write that down too. Maybe you don't know what action to take. So for the loved one who is maybe in the hospital, you could take action to send them a greeting or flowers or a gift. You could take action to visit them. Maybe you're not able to visit them because of COVID. The hospital isn't allowing visitors. So you might need some more information before you make a decision on the best action to take. Maybe you could reach out with others and you could discuss how best to support your loved one. So this is a way to allow your brain to organize those strong emotions you're experiencing while laying them to rest temporarily so that you can still be productive throughout your day. So I've been doing this week. I have noticed that this week I've been very distracted. I'm working on several different projects that consume a lot of time and energy. So I took out a note card, which is what Daniel Levitin recommends, and I'll share more about these note cards as we go throughout the series. So I took out a note card and I wrote down all my worries and fears for 2 minutes. I set the timer on my phone. And it was amazing how refreshed I felt. It was like a snack for my brain. It was like I could give my brain a nice rest by releasing my distractions, what has been distracting me, on a note card. This helped me tremendously. So I hope that if you try this one tip this week, you will feel a little more focused as you go throughout your days. And I also had a couple other note cards where I did this worry dump, where I did a 2 minute worry dump, I'll call it, writing down my cares, my worries, and my fears about a couple other things that were distracting me as well. Now, if you find that you would like to go a little more deeply in this week's series, know that you can find additional support on this topic and the entire week's series free on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it and have over 2,000 guided meditations right at your fingertips, and you get a 30-minute guided meditation experience. So I know some of you want a little extra support sometimes with certain themes. This might be a theme for you where you'd like more support. You also get a guide with extra tips and techniques on it, and a journal with a daily reflection question. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app, you can have the entire week's series free. Now, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, I invite you to make yourself extra comfortable today. Notice how you're seated. And begin to notice how you feel in your body. Notice what might be distracting you. I invite you, for a little extra mental clarity, to place your hands in the Naga Mudra. It's simple to do. With your hands upward, palms facing your chest. Keep your left hand vertically upward and take your right hand and place it horizontally behind your left hand, forming a cross. Now, tap your left thumb over your right thumb. This mudra helps focus your mind. It stimulates a corresponding region of your brain to help you with mental clarity. Hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Mentally do a brain dump of the worries, the cares, and the fears that seem to be distracting you right now. Name them. Mentally release them. Feel as though they're sliding off you. With each inhale, bring to mind something that's distracting you. And as you exhale, release it, letting go of it. Mentally affirming, I focus on what matters most. I focus on what matters most. Inhaling, thinking about what's fearful, what is worrisome, and releasing it with each exhale. Continue with this cleansing, refreshing breath, and allow yourself, when it feels right, to sit in stillness, absorbing this beautiful, refreshed state. You are so worth slowing down for.